The path to presidential victory runs directly through Pennsylvania. In 2016, President Trump won the state by less than one percentage point, and polls show it will be a close race again in 2020. So over the next year, we'll hear from voters at the center of this election about the big issues that will sway their decision at the ballot box. 90.5 WESA's Lucy Perkins brings us the first installment of Split Ticket.
I want you to meet four people.
Hi, I'm Mary Ellen Henze. I'm 52 years old. I live in Jefferson Hills, Pennsylvania, south of Pittsburgh.
Mary's a Republican, although she had been a Democrat for decades. The last Democratic president she voted for was Barack Obama in 2008. She liked his hopeful message and felt that same optimism in Donald Trump.
This is what I would love to see. Okay, 2020 Trump, 2024 Don Jr., 2028 Don Jr., 2032 Ivanka, 2036.
She's been on disability since 2010, although she's worked as a substitute teacher's aide and got her ministry degree last summer. Next up, Ed Swiklinski. He's 46, works in cybersecurity, and lives in Bethel Park. Ed's a registered Republican, but has occasionally voted for Democrats at the local level.
It's not that I'm a fierce Republican, it's that I'm a fierce conservative.
He's frustrated with a lot of politicians in Washington, D.C., Republicans included.
When politicians get to the Beltway, there's no more, I'm going to Washington to fight for you. It's more, I'm going to Washington to make sure I have a job for the rest of my life.
Here's our third voter, Savannah Henry. She's 19 and grew up in Erie.
I use she, her pronouns. I attend the University of Pittsburgh. I am in my sophomore year, and I am leaning towards going like the pre-law route, but also I'm a sophomore, so that might change.
As a high school senior, Savannah organized a protest at her school after a Parkland, Florida school shooting killed 17 people. Now she's president of the Planned Parenthood Club at Pitt. 2020 will be her first time voting in a presidential election.
For right now, I'd say I'm a registered Democrat and I lean pretty left, far left. And I feel like as I'm getting older, I'm leaning more left as I go.
Linda Bishop is a Democrat too. She's 68 and lives north of Pittsburgh in Mars.
My background has been sort of purple, I guess.
She's retired now, but had a career in international finance. Since Trump was elected, she's been active in suburban grassroots efforts to elect Democrats like Congressman Connor Lamb.
I've been an independent. I've been a Republican. I'm a Democrat now because I feel like the Republican Party left me quite a few years ago by going so far to the right.
Over the next year, as the country wrestles with big issues like health care, climate change, and gun control, I'll talk to these four voters about what they think, right up until the 2020 election in November. Up first,
a moment months in the making for just the fourth time in U.S. history.
Ago, House Democrats unveiled two articles of impeachment against President Trump, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, driving toward a vote.
Today's announcement sets up a House vote to impeach the president.
This week, House Democrats announced articles of impeachment against President Trump. The impeachment investigation began this fall after a whistleblower report said Trump asked the president of Ukraine to investigate one of his political rivals, former Vice President Joe Biden. Democrats support impeachment, Republicans do not. So it's not exactly a surprise that there's a partisan split for our voters, too.
I look at that call, and the feeling that I get out of it is, okay, maybe he handled it too bluntly, but that's President Trump. He's just blunt and straight to the point.
Republican Mary Henze doesn't think that Trump was trying to get dirt on Biden. She says Trump was trying to get information about Ukraine interfering in the 2016 election. The entire national intelligence community says Russia was behind the 2016 interference, and experts say assertions to the contrary stem from a Russian propaganda effort. But Mary says Ukraine is a corrupt place, and that's why Trump held up nearly $400 million in military aid.
Now then, even if you said, oh, you know, we can argue about that, because we can, the money was given.
The New York Times reported the president knew about the whistleblower report when he released the aid, which has drawn skepticism from critics. But Mary says that's not a problem.
Well, you know what? And he probably did.
Republican Ed Swiklinski addressed another argument made against President Trump in the Ukraine call.
I think he was asking for a favor. I don't think there's anything wrong with heads of state asking each other for favors.
Ed thinks Trump was just asking about investigating corruption in Ukraine, not tying a political favor to military aid. And in any case, he sees the entire impeachment process as partisan.
By and large, the Democrats want Trump out of office. They've been trying to get him out of office since before he was in office. And they came up with a phone call.
For that reason, Ed expects the Republican-controlled Senate to dismiss the whole investigation quickly.
I think that Lindsey Graham is going to take about 10 minutes and say, are you kidding? And they're going to vote and it's going to be over.
Republicans Swiklinski and Henze expect Trump to be impeached in the House. So do our Democrats, although they have different ideas of how much to prioritize it. Savannah Henry says she and her friends are more focused on other policy issues and thinks organizing for Election Day is more important.
Because I'm not actively watching the news, the topic of the impeachment is not like super widely discussed in the spaces I find myself on campus when we do talk about political issues. The impeachment is not really coming up. Or if it is coming up, we're all kind of like, what exactly is going on?
If you're not talking about impeachment, what kind of things are you and your friends talking about?
I feel like the things that come up the most are climate change is a really big one, environmental policy.
By contrast, Democrat Linda Bishop recorded an impeachment hearing during our interview, just so she could go back and watch the whole thing. She acknowledges that not everyone is paying attention to impeachment as closely as she is. But she says the issue's too important to ignore.
The president solicited foreign interference in our 2020 presidential election. If that isn't an impeachable offense, then I honestly don't know what is.
And she says it would be dangerous to just hope Trump won't get reelected next year.
Some people say, well, you know, why don't we just let the voters decide next year? Well, that would be fine, except that the very issue at the heart of this is the integrity of the election in 2020. And if we just let this go, then what's to stop Donald Trump from continuing to try to interfere with that election?
If Trump is removed from office, Trump supporter Mary Henze has a warning.
I hope and I pray it doesn't happen, but I think what you might see happen is civil unrest.
The House could vote to impeach President Trump as early as next week. I'm Lucy Perkins, 90.5 WESA News.